Je suis au Festival de Locarno, 700e festival, pour le film The Song of Scorpions de Anoop Singh, qui a été présenté hier sur la piazza avec un temps magnifique. On aurait dit que la berce s'arrêtait pour le film. Et là, je suis avec l'acteur principal, Irfan Khan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Irfan, can you tell us how did you get on the Anoop Singh's film and what convinced you to accept the role, the part?
When we were doing a film called Kissa together before this movie, so we were discussing this idea that there are in many tribal places, there is this practice where a body can be healed by music. So you play a music, by listening to that music, your rhythm changes, the body rhythm changes. And when the rhythm becomes normal, the ailment of the body, or there's something wrong with the body, gets normalized. So this we were discussing, and then Anoop, after some time, he just brought the script. And initially, when he gave me the script, the name of the character was Irfan. So he already casted me in the movie, yeah.
And were you already linked to this kind of tradition because you were born in Jaipur?
Rajasthan, yeah.
Rajasthan?
But, yeah, but I'm not connected with this kind of ritual at all, and I have no, there was no experience of me doing a camel trader, or, you know, I was not familiar with them at all. But for this movie, I had to get familiar with camels, you know, and to there's a kind of communication with camels. You produce different sounds, and that's how they react to you.
That was my next question. You are a camel trader in the movie, and was it difficult to get ready to play this kind of interaction with the camels?
Initially, because it's a big animal, huge animal, so sometimes you get like a little alarmed. Because you are not familiar, but slowly, when you start understanding the animal, you know, you become more comfortable, and you have to become comfortable to a point where the camel could listen to you. You know, when you're saying stop, it should stop, and saying get up, it should get up. You know, and there were other things also. You know, when you didn't take a camel to water, you produce different sound. A peculiar sound, so that it can drink water. You know, so I had to learn all these things, and it was fun. It was very interesting.
You seems to be very confident with the camels in the movie. How long did you take? How much time did you need?
I think I was there for the whole film. I was just trying to do, and
20
more than that. I went to the shoot much before the shoot started, so that I could get familiar with the camels.
And what about your character? Do you share anything with your character, Adnan?
His fascination for love is something, you know, which is identifiable with me.
I idolize love.
Yeah, idolize love, and you know, there's a kind of he has a desire to possess this woman, which you know. It crosses the boundary, you know, when he wants to possess her. It's like, but there's a kind of passion with him, which is identifiable, you know.
How did you work with Kashif Teh?
Oh, she's so fantastic. And she's a tremendous actress, and I'm so happy that I got the chance to work with her. And she was, it was a very tough job for her. To learn the language, because she doesn't know the language which she's doing, and it was beautiful experience.
And when you were talking with Anoop about the script, were you already thinking together of Kashif Teh?
Yeah, we were discussing this idea, and we watched a movie in Abu Dhabi Festival. That movie was My Sweet Pepperland. And I told Anoop that, you know, if we could have this girl playing that role, because she knows music and there's a music in her body also. So we wanted her to play that role. So Anup approached her, and then, yeah.
You mentioned you've been already playing in Anup's Kisak movie. You won a prize.
Yeah, Kisak won a prize. Yeah, I did.
And could you tell us about the way you work with Anup?
Oh, Anup, the storytelling is very... it's his way of storytelling. And there's so much of poetic quality about him, the way he tells a story. Mm-hmm. And that is something unique to him. And it ignites a music inside you as an actor. And that's fascinating. That doesn't happen with, you know, with every director.
As you are talking about music, can I ask you the relationship with music you have? Especially the music is so important in that movie.
Yeah. For me also, you know, the music is very, very, very important thing. And it's not just the music which you can hear. There's a music in the silence as well. So how you identify with that kind of music, and I think everything has a music. Like when you, there's a music in the nature. You know, the way a tree grows, you see a music in that. Mm-hmm. You know, so in Anup's, you know, the way he tells a story, there's a very peculiar music to it. There's, you know, there's a poetic quality about it. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
And in the Song of Scorpions, the landscape is very important as well.
Very important. So I said landscape was lead character mm-hmm. in the movie. Because it's not just about the beauty of landscape, it's about the character of the landscape. The way it behaves, you know, and what it's doing to the character. That landscape, how it's interacting with the character, that's very, very important.
You are very, very well famous for your part in movies as well in some theater pieces. Do you have a preference between?
I was trained in theater. But I haven't
in
done...
In Mumbai?
No, Delhi, National School of Drama. So we studied drama for 4 or 5 years. And then I didn't get chance to do theatre, but I will do one day or the other. I'm looking for a script and I will do a play. I want to do it now.
And what about being directing the actors? Are you interested in doing that?
No, right now I don't have any kind of, you know, idea that, you know, I should make a movie. Mm-hmm. I would much rather prefer to act right now. And maybe one day I'll do one or two stories for sure, mm-hmm. but not as like, you know, regular thing. I will not be able to do. Yeah.
We are talking with you at Belvedere's Hotel in Locarno. You are here for the festival.
Yeah.
What is your feeling about the festival?
Oh, it's a most gorgeous, excellent, beautiful festival. And I would love to come back again and again. And the way it's organized and the way the kind of film selections, I'm so happy with the team, you know, the way they have done it. It's very pleasing. And I'm really, really enjoying this atmosphere, you know, this—it's really, you know, it's making me feel great.
Is it your first time in Ticino?
This is the first time I came to Locarno, and what a venue, you know. I think there's no other place in the world, and in the way they're choosing the films, I think it'll grow more and more better.
Can we talk about your project, either in cinema or? Even in theater?
Yeah. I just finished a movie called The Puzzle with Kelly MacDonald, which is in the post-production right now. And maybe this year we'll see some, you know, maybe it'll start going to the festivals after some time. Yeah.
On the international...
Yeah, this is a Hollywood movie. Mm. Yeah, The Puzzle.
Not Bollywood.
No. Bollywood, there are other projects which I'll go and do, finish, yeah.
Are you still on this project?
I'm doing, like, puzzle I've finished shooting. Mm-hmm. And in Bollywood, there's another film which is coming out in November. So I'll go and do the ADR and things like that for that movie.
About your conviction, I've read that you were ready to make a donation of your organs. Mm-hmm. to a producer and actor in India.
You do have concerns, you know, which you want to address and inspire people to do good things. You know, I have many concerns, not just the donation of organs. It's like, you know, the way, what is our relationship with nature and how we should create a balance. We shouldn't destroy nature, and that's my biggest concern. Not just inside the water and above the water and on earth, we are destroying the nature very rapidly. And so you have many concerns, you know, with the kind of brutality happens with the animals. Mm. For leather industry. Mm. It's in the way for our food, the way how we kill animals, you know, all over the world, all over the planet. So all these concerns, you know, you try to address and you try to inspire people. Mm-hmm. To do the right thing.
And your impact is bigger because of your international celebrity.
It does, like, you know, I have audience not just in India but all over the world, and Hollywood, my Hollywood career has really helped me creating a bigger audience all over the world, and I do films not just in Hollywood and Bollywood, I do everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. This is a Swiss production, and I did a Bangladeshi production. Mm-hmm. Before that there was a French production I was doing, so I prefer that, you know, I could work all over the world, and that is something very, very, you know, interesting for me.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about the situation of women in India? Because in Anoop's film, we can see there is a lack of respect for women. Yeah. And from time to time, we happen to read in newspapers some very bad news about what happened to women, even young girls.
Yeah. There's a kind of safety issues. There are very few cities in India where a girl feels really safe. Like Bombay is one of the places where girl really feels safe. You know, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night, she could go and take an auto and this. But not in every city. Mm. Like Goa could be a place where a girl could feel safe. Mm. Bombay could be a place where a girl could feel safe. But not everywhere. So there's a concern, and you know, people should get educated about it. And if the society have a sexual suppression, you know, these things becomes, you know, then these deformities comes into society. Mm. I think there should be an openness in the society where you know, people should be free to you know, with their sexualities.
Is it linked to tradition, religion, education?
It's culture. It's culture, and, you know, also some policies which you make, and it's more of a cultural thing, you know.
And do you think can be maybe helping for the future that such stars as you are can give this message to, and maybe Indian people can get these messages through cinema?
Yeah, there are films which are being made now, which are addressing these issues of women freedom and her identity and her, you know, respect. There are many films which are being made. Mm-hmm. And that's a good sign, and I hope that our society encourages that kind of cinema.
What about the situation of cinema in India? We know about Bollywood productions. Is there a big support from the government for cinema?
No, there's no support from government, and
On the private?
No. There's no support. Everybody is doing, you know, I think the industry pays a lot of tax to government, and government should do something about it. But we have no support from. Mm. And our censorship is a very, very, it's a very bad sign, you know, the way our censorship, you know, the way they try to censor the films, it's not good for cinema at all.
There were a roundtable the other day, maybe 2 days ago, with a Southeast production, and there were people from Sri Lanka telling about the problem of piracy in Sri Lanka. Is it the case in India as well?
India, it's a big issue, the piracy, and it's a big harm for the industry. It's not doing good for the industry, and it's a big issue, piracy. Like in the day film is released, you know, it's pirated. Sometimes films get pirated before its release, and there are many films who have suffered this, and nothing, you know, nobody does anything about it.
And what about the situation of cinema theaters? Because in Europe there is a problem, lots of independent theaters are closing. What about India? Is it still very accessible for families to go to cinema?
Yeah, because we have multiplexes have just started, like, you know, a decade
recently,
like five, seven years ago. And Indian, we don't have much choices for entertainment. Cinema is the major thing where people mm-hmm. go and entertain themselves. Mm-hmm. We don't have many other options. So still, you know, people want to go and watch theater. Mm.
So cinema is still very important in India.
Very, very important in India, for sure. That's why we make so many movies. More than 800-900 movies a year we make.
But these movies are made with private financial help.
All the private financial help. And government, there's no support from the government.
So you said you enjoyed Locarno Festival?
I loved it. I loved it, and it's a beautiful place, very nicely organized. I love the gentleman who's heading the festival.
Carlos Chatrian.
Carlos. He's such a nice, interesting man, such a warm-hearted person, and the way he's choosing the films, my best wishes to him, and I'm so happy to be here.
I know you're staying in a hotel in Lugano. It's a bit far from Locarno.
Yeah.
Have you had time to sightseeing a bit?
Yeah. And after this interview, we will be just roaming around Locarno. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Arifan.
Thank you.
And looking forward to... We've seen already your movie here in the festival. Looking forward to see the reaction in Switzerland.
All right.
And I ask you to assign me.
Oh, please. Sign it here?
Yeah. I just give you the name of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.